This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm George Varney. The Missouri Women, Infants, and Children Program, or WIC, remains open despite government shutdown. WIC is a nutrition program that provides nutrition information and checks redeemable for supplemental food at no cost to qualifying low-income families. Columbia Boone County WIC Supervisor Aaron Harris says operations can continue on a normal level through the month of October.
Well, we as the Missouri WIC program still have funding. Some of that funding came from money that wasn't spent last year, and some of it was due to contingency planning.
Chief Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Ryan Hobart says the program would be affected if the federal shutdown continues.
However, if it would go a number of weeks, the Missouri WIC program might not be able to continue providing those services at the same level.
WIC participants are selected based on income and the nutritional risk of the participants and their families. About 200 kids were at Eugene Field Elementary School today to take part in the Read for the Record Challenge hosted by the early education program Jumpstart. Senior site manager for Jumpstart Columbia, Chrissy Bennett, says the purpose of the Read for the Record event is to give a literary boost to kids who may be at an economic disadvantage.
Read for the Record is a worldwide campaign that Jumpstart hosts. This is our eighth year. It's a day when kids come together to read a book, the same book, all around the world with an adult, and the goal is to break the world record.
Bennett was joined by 20 other members of Jumpstart. Jefferson City has canceled penitentiary tours for the rest of the 2013 season because of a mold problem. Officials are concerned the move could impact tourism. The Jefferson City Convention and Visitors Bureau announced Wednesday that state testing found mold in the penitentiary. Spokesperson Ryan Burns says she hopes the closing will not keep future visitors away.
Unfortunate that those people that we've had to cancel their tours. Now we hope that they'll still come to Jefferson City and visit our other attractions and go to our restaurants and shop in our stores and buy gas here and sleep in our hotels. But it is unfortunate to lose this attraction.
The penitentiary, which opened for tours in 2009, was built in 1836 and was featured last month on the TV show Ghost Adventures. Republican State Senator Kurt Schaefer of Columbia sent a letter today asking Governor Jay Nixon to consider funding for a gas chamber. He cited concerns over the availability of execution drugs. The senator's letter asked the governor to either include gas chamber funding in his fiscal year 2015 budget or propose a statutory change with an alternative method of execution. Schaefer's letter also cites reports that the anti-death penalty European Union would limit export of the antiseptic propofol if Missouri moves ahead with plans to use it in an execution on October 23rd. The Missouri Women, Infants, and Children Program, or WIC, remains open despite government shutdown. WIC is a nutrition program that provides nutrition information and checks redeemable for supplemental food at no cost to qualifying low-income families. Columbia Boone County WIC Supervisor Aaron Harris says operations can continue on a normal level through the month of October.
Well, we as the Missouri WIC program still have funding. Some of that funding came from money that wasn't spent last year, and some of it was due to contingency planning.
Chief Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services Ryan Hobart says the program would be affected if the federal shutdown continues.
However, if it would go a number of weeks, the Missouri WIC program might not be able to continue providing those services at the same level.
WIC participants are selected based on income and the nutritional risk of the participants and their families. The federal government shutdown has now hit the Missouri National Guard. Late Wednesday, the Guard furloughed nearly 1,000 of their 1,400 federal technicians considered to be non-essential. Spokesperson Major Tammy Spicer says the technicians include both civilian and uniformed staff.
Full-time federal technicians do a variety of jobs across the state, anything from clerical to mechanical to aviation-related.
About 400 federal technicians remain on duty. Spicer also says the Missouri National Guard will still be able to mobilize for any natural disasters that may hit the state, and that honor guard duty, suicide prevention, and sexual assault response will continue to operate. However, all National Guard drills, including one scheduled this weekend, have been canceled for the duration of the government shutdown. MU's Tiger Pantry has distributed more than 22,000 pounds of food that reached more than 2,000 people in its first year of operation. The campus-based food pantry celebrated its first year last night with a birthday party. Ann Deaton, wife of MU Chancellor Brady Deaton, was instrumental in the startup of Tiger Pantry. She says she couldn't have done it without the students.
The most important thing I can do tonight is to thank the students and all of the supporters for all the great effort and the the dogged determinism that went into creating Taiga Pantry.
Missouri Student Association President Nick Draghi, founder and original director of Tiger Pantry, says he couldn't have imagined this kind of success.
I don't think we ever really envisioned how integral a part of the Mizzou community this would have become.
Tiger Pantry provides basic food necessities for students, faculty, and staff in need. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.